There are an awful lot of things that we could worry about, aren't there? As our sketch there tried to sort of show, that even when things seem to be going well, sometimes a little worrying thought can sort of burrow in and make you wonder about things that might not even ever happen. But still we worry. And Jesus, in our reading today, has given us a very direct command. What has he said? He said, don't worry. Ooh. Yet somehow, we still do. We still do. And anxiety is at such a high level in our world around us now. It's humming up so much within our schools, within our work, within our families, and people are literally worrying themselves sick over all sorts of different things. So why don't we do what Jesus said and just stop it? Stop worrying. Well, I hear you say, it's not that easy, is it? I mean, life's tough, isn't it? Life's tough, it gives us lots of things to worry about. But if we wanted an easy life, we wouldn't have children. Oh no. We probably wouldn't fall in love or try to fall in love, find the right person, because sometimes that can cause us a lot of grief as well, can't it? We wouldn't choose to go into ordination. We wouldn't be healthcare providers. Or lots of other very difficult jobs. Life's tough. But in that toughness also comes some goodness and joy. And we can ruin it if all we do is worry. Worrying is one of the most destructive strongholds over our life because it stops us from doing the things we are called to do. It distracts us from our true calling. So how do we stop? Jesus gave us the answer to that question. He said, seek first the kingdom of God. If you are so busy building his kingdom, you won't have time to worry about building yours. And that's where we often get it so wrong. We are so focused on building our kingdom, so worried about getting that right, we think God's kingdom will just come along later. And maybe we can squeeze in doing something to help, but you know, when we get a spare minute, but you know, that will just happen. But if we were to focus on building his kingdom, we can trust that he will take care of ours. Worrying is useless. It's a bit like a rocking chair. Now, you can feel quite comfortable in a rocking chair. There's a lot of action and motion going on, but there's no progression. And that's what we need to change. Very often, when we're concentrating on building up our own lives, we're replacing God with ourselves. And we're doing everything we can to serve this God and not that one. So I'm here today to challenge you. To challenge you to make a kingdom shift. To shift away from putting your own kingdom first and put God's first instead. And in doing so, to trust that he will take care of you. you put the kingdom first. And what a different world we might just live in. Because there's an awful lot of people out there who need to stop worrying. Amen.